Hi, sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's no problem. Are you okay? You're walking weird.
It's fine. Don't worry. I just, I ran here.
Oh, okay.
Just let me find my keys. I'll listen.
Do you have a roommate?
No, it's just me.
This is a big house for just one person.
Yeah. Mi casa y su casa and all that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
This place is...
You can just say it's boring as hell.
It's boring as hell.
They call it minimalist. It came this way. And even though I really, really hate it, I don't really have the time or energy to change it.
Why do you live here then?
It's a benefit of one of my jobs.
Presumably not the cat cafe one.
Yeah, no. Though if Nevaeh ever started offering living spaces as a bonus, I would gladly take it.
I'll talk to her about it. God, it's so empty.
Yeah, I know, but it does have a guest room, so that's a plus.
Thank you, Jude. Really.
Do you want to talk about it?
It's Nevaeh. She's always like this, acting all holier than thou and like she knows better than me. She acts like she knows everything, like I'm an idiot for trying something new.
I'm sorry, that sucks.
I know! And I'm currently, repairing my relationship with an old friend, sort of, and she is not making the transition easy. Everything is just adding up so quickly and it's just stressing me out.
That sounds so lame! Do you want to de-stress by petting Lucy?
Who the fuck is Lucy?
She's my cat!
You have a cat?
Yeah, let me go find her. She's like the only thing that makes coming home worthwhile.
Is she all alone here while you're at work?
Yeah, I feel so bad about it. But I have cat cameras and she pretty much just naps all day, so I'm not too worried. Oh, here she is. Lucy, come here, pretty kitty.
She's so pretty. Is she a Cornish Rex? Ugh, they're such a lovely breed. Did you know that the earliest ancestor to the Cornish Rex was named Calabunker?
I didn't know that. Would you want to hold her? She's super cuddly.
Yes, please. Her meow is so beautiful. Cats can make like 100 different sounds. Dogs can only make 10. One of the many reasons cats are better.
Damn, she really likes you.
Most cats do.
You're like the cat whisperer.
I've never been more happy to claim a title.
You're fun, Apollo.
Oh, I... Thanks? Yeah. You're fun, too. I like hanging out with you.
That's good to hear, but I do have work tomorrow. Mind if I turn in for the night? I can show you to the guest room first.
Oh, yeah, of course. Can Lucy sleep in my room?
Yeah, of course you can. And here's the guest room.
Are you okay?
Sorry, yeah, I just, I'm fine.
You don't seem fine.
I really am, promise. It's just pulled a muscle, that's all.
If you say so.
Well, here we are. Thanks for calling me, Apollo.
Thanks for picking up. I don't know what I would have done without you.
Well, you're welcome here anytime. Just let me know first so I can make sure to let you in.
Will do. Good night, Jude.
Night, Apollo.
Lucy, is it gay to want to talk to your friend until the sun comes up? You're right. That's fully straight behavior, I'm pretty sure. Thank God I can't understand you. Meow. I'm not fluent. Sorry. Good night, Lucy.
Ow!
Solas, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are your stitches...
They're fine, Mosaic. Thank you for worrying.
Oh, Yeah, sure.
So, what do you think about this place?
It's not bad. It used to be some meeting hall, right?
Yeah, but it's up for rent now, and it's within the budget Val gave us for the mutual meeting place.
It looks weirdly familiar.
You mean you don't remember?
Remember what?
This is where we first met, silly.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I think I found you on the second floor.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, I remember this place.
Do you remember our first interaction?
How could I forget?
Hi, excuse me. You're not actually supposed to be taking that.
Are those rocket boots?
Yeah, state of the art. They're a little finicky, but
What happens if I put a stained glass floor on the rockety bits to stop the fire?
Nothing, I hope. Seriously, I'm a superhero, in case you didn't know. And if you're going to steal those city plans, then I'll have to take you in.
Let's find out about that stopping the fire thing.
Please don't.
Jesus Christ! You're not dead, right? Please don't be dead. I think killing someone on my first heist would be a bad sign.
I'm alive, and I'm gonna stop you.
Right. You know what? I just almost killed you, so I'll cut you a deal. I'll help you to the hospital if you pretend this never happened.
If I see you committing another crime, I'm going to do something.
Yeah, sure, obviously, but just for this one time, right now, we were never here.
Okay. Thank you. My superhero name is Solus, by the way.
I'm trying out Mosaic. In fact, next time we meet, tell the press that's who you're fighting. I need the publicity.
Up and coming, huh? You could always be a superhero instead, you know? Then we'd be on the same team.
Not really my style. Come on, let's get you to that hospital.
What did you say back then? That you wouldn't fit in as a hero?
Something like that. I still wouldn't.
What do you mean? I think you're fitting in just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Hey, thanks for not turning on me and calling the cops when I took you to that hospital.
You know, I can't imagine what my life would be like if you hadn't become my nemesis. You know what? I would be fighting Providence, and I do not want to be doing that. She is scary.
Yeah, she is.
And I think this would make the perfect neutral ground for the Paragons and the Vindicators.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Hey, Jude. I'm almost to the cat's meow. I wanted to know if you were on shift and... hold on. Ah! Holy shit! That's one of Providence's holy light beams!
Hey, Providence! Come and get some!
Nevaeh?
Mari! Look out! Providence is attacking the cafe!
Yeah, I can see that.
Stay clear! I've got this!
I sure hope so, because I can't fight. Jude, if this voicemail is still going, your boss is fighting Providence in front of the cafe. And Providence is... well, I can't see her, but her holy light beams are burning Nevaeh.
Stand down, hero. Never!
Nevaeh is throwing knives, I think, at Providence, who is taking cover behind that building, and... Nevaeh, look out! Shit! Providence got her!
I'm fine! Surrender! Take this!
Nevaeh has just tackled, presumably Providence. I can hear them fighting behind that building. Maybe should I get closer?
Nope, I've got this. Purses! You may have won this time, hero, but I'll be back. How's that for giving it a go?
God, that was amazing! I can't believe you took on Providence and won! Oh my god, that was so cool. Oh shit, you're burned.
Huh? Oh, it's fine.
No, it's not. We have to treat these.
I kind of have things to do, actually. I was just getting off of work.
Absolutely not.
Excuse me, I heard that Providence was fighting someone out here. Can I ask a few questions?
No.
Come on, Nevaeh, let's go inside. We can at least run these under some water.
I think we have some burn cream somewhere in the back room.
Oh, wow, that's convenient.
Yeah. Oh, that does feel better.
Yeah, no shit. It's crazy how some beams of light can burn a person so badly.
Providence is pretty powerful.
Do you know how our power actually works? I'm always confused as to why it seems to hurt some things and not others.
It only burns things that Providence deems impure. Human beings are inherently included in that. A lot of animals aren't, though.
Huh. It's good you know so much about her since you're fighting her now.
Yeah. Just maybe don't tell anyone about this, okay?
I think a lot of people already saw.
Yeah, but just don't go telling people I'm a hero now, okay? Let's keep it on the down low as much as possible.
Sure, if you say so.
Oh shit, I'm late for a meeting. I need to go.
What kind of meeting?
Book club.
Oh, okay, well I'm sure they won't mind if you miss a session.
I'm the leader, actually, so I really need to be there.
Just take care of yourself, okay?
I will, Mariangel. Thank you for helping me.
Anytime.